The Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission may decide to tell Chief Jones that he has 30 days to come up with a plan to reduce gun violence. There have been several high-profile murders in the city in recent weeks, and some neighborhood groups have been calling for a crackdown on guns. Chief Jones says the issue is heading towards a showdown over who runs the police department.
Somebody like myself, with 35, 36 years of experience, or a group of citizens who have no knowledge of police work, who now want to issue directives. Why were directives never issued to any other chief? Because it is understood that is the chief and the command staff of the Milwaukee Police Department that has the most knowledge and experience.
Jones argues a directive is not needed because most types of crime are dropping in Milwaukee. The city's murder total for the year has again topped 100, but Milwaukee appears on pace to see the number of murders drop for the fourth year in a row. Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission Executive Director Joe Zarneski says state law does give his panel the power to issue directives.
The statute clearly states that the Fire and Police Commission may issue a directive to the Chief of Police or the Fire Chief based on a review of that chief's department.
The law Zarneski quotes is written specifically for Milwaukee, but he says there's a similar law for other communities. Chief Jones is entering the final year of his contract in Milwaukee. A local alderman wants a no-confidence vote against the chief, and the mayor is a frequent critic. But Jones says he's optimistic about getting another term as chief. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.